Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on Google Podcast.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 7th of May, 2024. The city of New Orleans is founded in 1718. Situated near the mouth of the Mississippi River, the location is strategic, but far less than ideal in many other ways. It was the territorial capital of the Louisiana Purchase, the third largest city in the United States in 1840, and the largest in the South until the mid-20th century. It is also well known for its water problems. It lies below sea level and requires a vast system of levees and pumps to keep the city dry. The city is also well known for its wild lifestyle, the origins of which could be debated. One point might be more secular French influence, but this does not explain Montreal. The Caribbean voodoo element could also offer some explanation. Pontiac, an Ottawa war chief, begins an attempt to seize Fort Detroit from the British in 1763. That is the headline. But Pontiac's role is debated. The current thinking is he may have planned it, but may not have led the raid. The Ottawa, or we might say Ottawa, the latter with a T and the former with a D, lived in the present state of Michigan and the Canadian shores of the Great Lakes. The British were the dominant European force in the region after the French and Indian War, and the Ottawa did not like the British policies. While he seems to have won the battle and began negotiating with the British, who saw him as a leader, this did not set well with his peers. They considered him to be taking a place higher than he had earned. He was assassinated by a neighboring tribe just 3 years later. And again, we point out, the natives had all the human issues of the Europeans. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony premieres in 1824. We mentioned yesterday about the Battle of Chancellorsville in 1862. 2 years later, General Grant is fighting on nearly the same ground, this time called the Wilderness, for the Thick Forest. The Wilderness was a major turning point. The results were mostly a draw or even a loss for the Union. Unlike his predecessors, General Grant was not protecting his military career. That was over before the war. Instead of tucking his tail and reorganizing, Grant forged ahead deeper into Virginia and on to Richmond. Everyone in the Army of the Potomac, down to the youngest private, knew this was a major departure. Grant was going to fight. The next week, he will engage Lee less than 10 miles down the road at Spotsylvania Courthouse. By this time, it should have been clear to the folks in Richmond that the war was not going to end well. Lee will endure a great bloodletting to simply delay Grant and the end. Actor George Hayes is born in 1885. Hayes may have been the prototype bum-fuzzled sidekick in the Western film genre. He was known by the nickname Gabby Hayes. Nearly every war had a story of fighting concurrently with the surrender. In 1945, German U-boats attack and sink two freighters off the western coast of Scotland, while a few hundred miles to the east, the German government surrenders. Irish singer and songwriter Christy Moore is 79 today. His body of work has bordered on traditional while commenting on the contemporary. The predecessor to Sony is founded in 1946. If you have not noticed, much of modern Japan has its roots in the post-war era. British engineer Geoffrey Dummer publishes the concept of the integrated circuit in 1952. The United States has egg on its face in 1960. The intelligence community wanted to know the missile status in the Soviet Union. President Eisenhower was concerned that discovery of recon flights would trigger an open war. In total, four overflights were planned, with British pilots flying American planes. If one was shot down, we could simply point fingers at the British. The first two came off as planned. Then the third and fourth were piloted by American pilots. the fourth was shot down. The propaganda campaign that resulted would have made the Soviets proud if they'd not been so angry. A same type of aircraft was quickly painted in NASA colors and shown to support the idea it was a weather research mission. The constitutional amendment process has been known to have some hiccups. The legislation that gets through Congress sometimes has term limits, and at others, it does not. In 1992, Michigan ratifies the proposed amendment that is 2 centuries old. But there was not a time limit, and the 27th Amendment becomes law. The 27th makes congressional pay raises effective after the next election. American number 3 car maker Chrysler is sold to Mercedes-Benz for $40 billion in 1998. 24 years ago, Vladimir Putin is inaugurated as Russian president. The other day, he began a record 5th term. Of course, no one believes the elections are fair and open. We have enough problems with our own. And make note that one side likes to claim the other will take away from democracy, while at the same time conducting themselves as a banana republic. Today is Election Day here in Indiana. Maybe the most important are the races for the House. I'm perplexed why one candidate, who by all accounts was a really decent guy when he last ran a couple of decades ago, is now being painted as one of the most notorious insiders there could be. If my memory serves me correctly, he was allowed to blow in the breeze with little party support because he was his own man and did not toe the party line. To my thinking, that makes him the antithesis of an insider. That's History and Comment for the 7th day of May. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.